You know, I was watching that Jeff Bezos crazy wedding in Venice, and I'm thinking to myself, I found it grotesque, frankly. And, you know, I hope he and his bride are happy, but I was thinking to myself, wow, Jeff Bezos, you have ruined shopping for millions of people in this country. I know people like to get their stuff fast and by Amazon, but I think of all the, you know, I think of like a Water Tower Place, and I think of all sorts of places in this town. And so I was glad to get a press release about something going on at Yorktown Center. And I'm happy to have on the telephone Gail Gleespen, the marketing and business development manager at Yorktown Center. Gail, these are tough times for shopping centers, are they not?
You know, shopping centers have to start evolving.
Yeah.
At Yorktown Center, we really are doing just that, right? We're taking the traditional shopping center experience and evolving it to a work, live, shop, dine, entertainment, you know, campus, if you will.
Sure.
And really evolving it for the next generation.
I think this is great. I don't know. I can't remember. I'm sure I've been to Yorktown Center sometime in my many, 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 many years. It's in Lombard, right?
It is in Lombard, yes.
And it's how many stores? Tell me about the center as it exists right now before we get into this, what I think is a very interesting and likely very successful promotion. Tell me about the center. How long have you been there?
Sure. So I've been the marketing and business development manager since September of 2024, so I'm coming on 9 months now. And Yorktown Center is a staple in the community in Lombard. It's got over 150 shops and restaurants.
Wow.
It is truly a traditional indoor shopping experience. We recently added a Dave & Buster's. We've got Empire Burger, Ancho and Agave recently opened. And we're excited to introduce new brands as part of the redevelopment that we're doing, including the Fresh Market.
Oh,
which is a grocery
good
concept.
Idea. Good idea.
Yeah, for sure. Giamia, which is a well-known pizzeria restaurant. They are actually getting ready to open July 22nd. Cold Stone, as well as Uzu Sushi. So bringing a lot more offerings and kind of shaking up the mix, if you will, of just like the traditional, you know, eatery and food court and things like that.
Very interesting, Gail. Is there a guiding philosophy to this reinvention? Is it, you know, more specialty stores, or I mean, is there a guiding philosophy toward it? You know, and everybody else, I guess, who runs and works at a conventional old shopping center, that it's time to change. Is there a philosophy guiding your folks out there at Yorktown?
Yeah, I think it has to be about convenience, right? So we're introducing a residential component, right? So there really is a work, live, shop, as I mentioned, entertainment component. So it really comes down to convenience, being able to walk, having it be a walkable asset, being able to have the convenience to pop into the Fresh Market, do your grocery shopping, you know, grab a coffee along the way. The journey really is purposeful and curated, and so
sure,
we make sure we keep that front of mind. You know, in addition to the development, we're also going to have green space, so it'll feel really lush. It'll feel very park-like, and you know, there'll be this like really beautiful journey. It won't feel like a traditional shopping center.
I think, you know, Old Orchard, which is the one I'm most familiar with, is doing seems to be doing similar stuff. What's your background? Where do you come from?
So, ironically, I do come from Old Orchard. I was at the property for 8 years prior to coming to the Yorktown Center. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I have a very fond appreciation for the strategy and the development that they're doing there. Fortunately, I step into this position with Yorktown, and we're much further along in the process. And so I'm excited to, you know, kind of take that even further. We're looking at opening phase one in, you know, spring, early summer of 2026.
Uh-huh.
They're moving very fast on the construction. The parking, we're already vertical, I mean, which is unheard of. The parking structure is already fully built. And so,
really? That's fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would invite you, like you and your listeners, you know, follow us along on LinkedIn, on our social channels. We really are promoting it and making sure we're sharing photos and keeping the community informed, because it truly is exciting. It's a great project to be a part of.
Well, and this year you're starting, we'll get to this right after the commercial at 6:15. I wanted to give people, it's sitting on the edge of their chairs, it's becoming a dog heaven this summer, is it not? I mean, there's whose idea was this? Who came up with the Dog Days of Summer idea for Yorktown?
The property is dog friendly. That's been since post COVID, and we are recognized as one of the shopping centers where we encourage people to bring their dog besties and furry babies to the center. When I came on board, I was like, let's lean into it. Let's have fun with it. Let's create programming specific for the dog, and really show our appreciation. So we're hosting a number of events under that platform.
All right, stop. We're going to do a commercial, and we're going to detail all of these events. Where is the best place for people? I don't see a web. Do you have a website? Tell people what it is.
YorktownCenter.com. You'll find everything, all the updates there.
That seems pretty easy, Gail. You sound delightful. We got to take a little commercial break, and we'll come back and talk about some of these. I love dogs. Krista Flores, and I love cats, too. Krista Flores loves cats. And I have always loved dogs, and I think what you're doing is a very, very, very cool promotion all summer long. And the Yorktown Center is your place to play with your dog and show your dog off to people. They are having a Dog Days of Summer promotion that goes all summer. Gail Gleespen is the very lively marketing and business and smart, lively and smart marketing and business development manager there. This all started, this Dog Days of Summer, it started on first day of summer, June 20th. What was it like? What was that event like, Gail?
Yeah, it was so great. You know, we hosted a pet expo with vendors that came out also with rescue partners, celebrating all things dogs, right? Like, shelters right now are at capacity, and we really are using our powers for good to get dogs adopted and use our event platform this summer to really do that and call attention and help these rescues that are at capacity and need additional resources, monetary support, and things of that nature.
You've got a couple coming up right now, July 12th and July 19th. Yeah. You're calling the July 19th event the Chicago's largest dog adoption event. What's involved? I mean, how many dogs will be there? Can people come in and get a dog that day, adopt a dog that day? Really?
That's our hope. Is we're working with local rescues to have them bring out as many dogs as possible. Clear the shelters, let's use the center, which is comfortable and temperature controlled, right? Let's do it in a comfortable environment. We're already dog friendly, as you mentioned. It really is driving awareness, whether it's on-site adoption, it's meeting dogs for the first time, or just overall awareness for what these amazing rescues are doing. And whether it's awareness or monetary donations, you know, every little bit helps. If you want to bring donations, you know, they're always looking for cleaning supplies, paper towels, things of that nature. You know, visit our website, like I said, yorktowncenter.com. There's a list of things that people can contribute. If they're not ready to adopt a dog, certainly make a donation. Every little bit counts.
Are you a dog owner? Do you have a dog?
I have two. I rescued two dogs. I have a dog from It's a Pity Rescue, which is one of the rescues that will be on site. And we work with them quite frequently to have them out along with all their adoptable dogs as well.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a pit lab mix and a full pit bull.
Wow, that's good for you. Yeah, good. No, seriously. I mean, this is, you know, I like when some promotional idea springs from a very sincere viewpoint and not just someone goes, hey, I think people like dogs. Let's have some dog stuff going on out here. Did you bring your dogs to the first couple of events?
They are going to come. Yeah, they are going to come with me to the next one. Which is ironic because one of our campaigns is looking for a chief marketing officer. So we have a contest actively happening where we're looking for Yorktown Center's pet influencer. And so we want to show
sure.
it from the dog's point of view. We want to show the center from the dog's point of view. And we're looking for someone who has a great social presence, who has great personality to partner with us. They'll get a contract for a full year to partner with us, attend our events, put up information on social media, and just have a lot of fun with it. And so we're really encouraging people to submit their dog for consideration through Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
If they visit our Instagram, there's details all on there on how to participate in the contest. But, you know, it's just a fun contest that we get to host and hopefully award it to a special deserving
Well, one of the things, I don't know who, some nice woman named Sarah O'Connor Guffrey sent me a press release, mm-hmm. and I was quite taken with it because, you know, I think this is a tough time for all conventional, old-fashioned, and I'm not using that phrase, it's time to reinvent. And I hate, mm-hmm. and many places are just, you know, sort of whining about it. I was very taken with the fact that you are actively doing something to bring people in. When you said that it's a full service thing, are there residences attached to your town center somehow?
There are, yes. So we currently have 600 units that are being constructed as we speak.
Wow.
The property itself is completely transforming. We have condos already existing within the campus, mm-hmm. and then we're adding additional. There's a demand for it. There's a demand to, you know, have that live, work, play kind of convenient lifestyle, if you will.
I'll bet. I mean, I'm not, I would be the worst businessman in the history of business, but I think that sounds like such a viable means of, I think Old Orchard's kind of doing that too. I think they're building residences there, and I think, you know, and it's an aging populace too, so it's I just think that's charming. Was this a hard sell to your new buddy? You're relatively new out there, Gail. Was this a hard sell to the bosses, whoever really runs that place, or did they take to it right away?
As far as what?
As far as the dogs, having a dog summer. You know,
I suppose you're
sitting in a meeting and you go, I have an idea. Let's devote the whole summer to dogs. And I can just someone saying, well, I don't know about that. They obviously jumped at the idea, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. The great thing about Pacific Retail is they are very supportive when it comes to local programming. They empower the team locally to really lean into being involved in the community, creating, events and programs that are really going to shake and move the needle, right? Like, our competition is not doing this.
Right,
and so it's really
right.
important to stand out in a world full of, you know, noise and constantly seeing ads and constantly being bombarded with information to really take a step back and look at it a little differently. And I think that's where we have the opportunity to really lean in. We were dog friendly already. I didn't recreate that wheel. I just leaned into things that we already offer, services and amenities that we already offer, and we're amplifying that, and we're doing it in a bigger, different way. We're
yeah,
doing things a little different.
No, I think it's terribly clever. I'm looking at this list, the Bark Bingo and all that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming now that you've got your feet there and that all this will be successful, I'm assuming you might even be thinking now of like a pet costume contest at Halloween.
I mean, love where you're going with this.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm a genius. Yeah, I'm a genius at marketing. No, I think
have
that
to bring you on.
Yeah, right. I've been to a number of those, and those are delightful things too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how did you get into this business? Can you give me a little bit of your background?
Sure. So I started off as a marketing secretary. Believe it or not, I've worked in the industry for over 20 years
wow.
at a multitude of different properties throughout the country. I've, as you noted earlier, I've been at the A++ mall down the street at Old Orchard, to community centers, all across the board, different budgets, different markets. And I just love what I do. It's in a constantly evolving market. I love when people say things like, malls are dying. They are not. They're evolving.
Well, no, and I know. I think I think that's great because I yeah. think it. I'm sick of the whining about it. It's like okay, yeah. yes. okay, well, you know, stop whining and do something about it. And I think you're doing that very thing.
Absolutely.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from the south side of Chicago, so south suburbs. I grew up in Tinley Park.
Oh, wow.
And so I shopped at Orland Square Mall as a child, or, you know, as a teen and child, and ended up coming back full circle and being the marketing director there in 2008. So it's funny how, you know, your career takes you different places and, you know, kind of brings back that nostalgia, but...
Well, I think it's important too. I think if someone were just helicoptering in to Yorktown Center from, you know, to the middle of Montana, they might not have a real grasp of the area and what the area needs and what the yeah. area wants and what the area might like. I may get in touch. I may come out and do some kind of story about this because I'm fascinated with. With the yeah. future of malls, and I'm sick. Frankly, I'm sick of the whining that a lot of people. Well, we don't have many people. You know, our Dairy Queen closed last week. I said, "Well, go get another store, you idiots." And I'm beyond sick of Jeff Bezos and Amazon. I do use it, but you know, he's talking about a guy changing the world. Gail, it's lovely to meet you on the telephone,
so much.
And. Tell that nice Sarah O'Connor Guffey thanks for sending me this press release. I was quite taken with it because it addresses a problem to which you and the people at Yorktown Center are finding a solution, and I think that's worth talking about. And I like dogs. I've always liked dogs. Gail, it's nice to meet you even on the telephone, and good luck with all this, and keep in touch.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, thank
Love
you.
You.